The American Peanut Council and several peanut farm organizations have launched a letter-writing campaign to try to save a special part of the peanut industry. It's the USDA's peanut germplasm collection that is presently being held in Griffin, Georgia. The collections of peanut varieties from around the world provide breeders and other scientists access to the genetic diversity for enhancing yield and improving crop quality. The collection has over 10,000 cultivated lines of peanuts representing all market types and even wild peanut accessories that represent 79 different species. The gene bank gets over 1,400 average requests each year. The life of the peanut seed may be extended with a cold storage of 4 degrees centigrade, that's 10 years, or minus 18 degrees centigrade, could get up to 20 years for holding those genes in storage. The Plant Genetic Resources Conservation Unit has no facilities to accommodate these needs. The cost is about $35,000 for design and $342,000 to construct it. And right now, the future of the peanut program is hanging in the balance as all these groups are trying to get federal funds to preserve the peanut gene bank. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.